all the shows on the When It Was Cool podcast network are family friendly. We strive to do that. I want to apologize. Today's show is not family friendly. I'm not going back and editing it. I'm not changing it. It is what it is. I lose my ever-loving mind at the end of this show, and if you don't want to hear it, don't listen to it. Otherwise, enjoy the show, or don't, or whatever. Here it is.
How did you happen to get in here?
I ran here. You scared the daylights out of me last night.
Seems like the truth shouldn't scare anybody, man or boy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dragon King Dark podcast. This is episode number 328. Thank you for joining us. This is part of an ongoing series, and now I don't want to alarm you and make you think you have to listen to every one of these episodes in order. No, nothing like that. But this is a series that we're a little over halfway through called 100 of the Darkest Moments in Pop Culture History, where I'm examining 100 moments that fundamentally changed popular culture. And by popular culture, I'm talking about television, movies, music, sports. It's pop culture are those things that collectively we enjoy, art. It's things that get us out of our everyday lives. And a lot of times pop culture, I think, gets a negative connotation. People think of it as something simple or unimportant or shallow even perhaps. But that's not true at all. The truth of the matter is we all relish in popular culture. Your thing of pop culture may be different than somebody else's that you enjoy. I've been a big music fan for my entire life. I've been a fan of pro wrestling. That's certainly part of pop culture. I've read comic books, collected toys. All that's part of popular culture. And, you know, we often, I think, people look down on it and think, well, that's not the serious stuff of life. But it is. We can't get through the serious stuff of life without popular culture. And today's show, we're going to travel into the realm of music again. Music is one of my favorite topics to discuss. When I started my website, When It Was Cool, a few years ago, I wanted to cover a lot of aspects of popular culture. I wanted to cover specifically retro pop culture and really talk a lot about music. I wanted to do podcasts about music. I wanted to discuss music acts. I'm a huge fan of classic rock, of hard rock, but I'm also a fan of other areas of music as well. Country music, especially classic country music, rap music even. We've talked about a lot of this stuff, hip-hop. I love music, and music has been a very important, necessary component of popular culture throughout time, all the way back. In fact, I would argue that it's probably, along with sports, one of the earliest and first pieces of popular culture dating all the way back to the earliest days of civilized society. Today's story is a sad one, and it's a relatively recent one as well. I know, you know, country music, let's just face it, it's not for everybody, and it's not nearly as popular as it was once upon a time, although there are still millions of country music fans. But back in the 1980s, into the 1990s, popular music was enjoying a renaissance. There was the classic country that made legends, people like George Jones and Merle Haggard and Dolly Parton, and these just legendary country acts, Hank Williams Sr. You think about those, and you think about those people and the corner of pop culture that they carved out. They were legends. They were icons. And pop country music, like rock music, has went through its pop phase. popular. That's what pop music, and a lot of times that's looked at as more simple, more simplistic. And certainly in the 1980s, country music went through its phase of very more simple music, more mass-consumed music. And before it really got back to producing some legendary performers. I mean, think about people like George Strait. I mean, George Strait fits right in there with, the all-time great legends. The Judds certainly carved out a corner of popular country music as well. Their music was more on the poppy side, but it certainly was absolutely identifiable as country music. They had a lot of very well-liked, big-selling, popular country music hits. And their story is kind of really pretty interesting in that Naomi Judd, the mother of Wynonna Judd, together they are the act called the Judds, and there's yet another third Judd out there, Ashley Judd, who went into acting instead of a music and made a very successful career for herself as well. But they got kind of a late start. Compared to how most artists do it. And, Naomi Judd was already, well up in year. I say well up in years. She was certainly well past the age you would expect her to be, quote, getting her start in country music when she, along with her daughter, Wynonna, first started breaking through. And they had a string of huge hits. And they've been referenced in movies and TV, and I mean, they were very much a popular country music act. Sadly, back in April of this year, in April of 2022, Naomi Judd lost her life, and we have been very much advocates for mental health awareness here at whenitwascool.com. My wife has been very open about her struggles with mental health. She has multiple mental health diagnoses, and we've shared our journey and our battles with our Patreon supporters over there. Obviously, that's not something we necessarily want to share with just everybody out there, and it's a very private thing, and it's a very difficult thing at times. But for those who have chosen to support our website on Patreon, we've done quite a few mental health awareness shows, and she talks very openly about it. So this was a very important story for her, and she actually is the one who recommended doing this. I had hoped to have Tanya on this show, but time constraints actually got us kind of in a bind in the shows we needed to get out this week. And so in honor of her and by her request, we're going to talk about the death of Naomi Judd. And so let's just go right now to the news as it broke.
Naomi Judd has died. She was 76 years old.
Whatever we're going through, it comes out in our music. The three most important words in the whole universe are love, faith, and hope.
A rep for Naomi tells ET the country music star died on Saturday outside of Nashville, Tennessee. No cause of death has been revealed at this time. She survived by daughters Ashley and Wynonna and Larry Strickland, her husband of 32 years. Ashley shared this message to Instagram, quote, "Today, we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered."
Sometimes I see myself as the embodiment of Mom and Wynonna, because I have a lot of Mom's wandering spirit and I have a lot of Wynonna's love for life.
The country music world shared tributes to the icon on social media. Carrie Underwood wrote, quote, "Country music lost a true legend." John Rich called her, quote, "one of the most iconic entertainers to ever make country music." Mickey Guyton shared, quote, "rest in power, Naomi Judd." The news came a day before Naomi and Wynonna, who made several chart toppers as the Judds, were set to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
And the fans just, they will never have a clue how they've inspired me and what they've meant to me.
I love her so much, we're so close, it's scary. It's the most complex relationship in the universe, the mother-daughter, parent-child relationship, period.
Following the news, stars shared their reactions with E.T. at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I've met her, I've spent time with her, and I'm devastated not only for the country music world, but especially for her daughters, who I've also met and I know.
I just know when I saw the news, it's very shocking and stunning. She's about to go on tour with Wynonna, as you know.
We wish the whole family well right now.
Now at 6, breaking news. Naomi Judd, the matriarch of the Grammy-winning country music duo The Judds, has died. Well, good Saturday evening. I'm Leslie Marin.
And good evening, everyone. I'm Ross Palumbo. This tragic news coming just one day before Naomi and her daughter Wynonna were to be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Naomi was 76 years old. CBS 2's Bradley Blackburn takes a look back at her extraordinary career.
Naomi Judd's daughters Wynonna and Ashley announced in a statement Saturday that they lost their beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness, and they are shattered.
Love can build a bridge.
The 76-year-old Grammy Award-winning country music star sang with Wynonna just weeks ago at the CMT Music Awards show, her first award show appearance in decades and her final public performance. In their statement, the Judd sisters said, "We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by her public. We are in unknown territory." Born Diana Ellen Judd in Ashland, Kentucky, Naomi was a nurse and single mother when she started singing professionally with her oldest daughter, Wynonna. Over three decades, the Judds released 6 studio albums, won 5 Grammy Awards, and 9 country music awards.
She watches my eyebrows. If I start to go up, then she knows the pitch, and we kind of got it down.
Mama, he's crazy.
Their first hit was Mama, He's Crazy in 1984. They went on to score 14 number one songs, including Grandpa and Why Not Me.
Why not me?
Naomi retired in 1991 after announcing she had hepatitis C. She eventually recovered and made sporadic performances with Wynonna, who launched a solo career. Judd was not shy about discussing her struggles. She chronicled her suffering in her 2016 memoir, River of Time, My Descent into Depression and How I Emerged with Hope. Judd said her fans kept her going.
I love them so much. That's, to me, better than winning a Grammy or anything.
Judd and her daughter were to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday. Bradley Blackburn, CBS 2 News.
We go now to NPR as they announce her death in their music news section. April 30th, 2022. Hazel Seals is the byline on this story. Naomi Judd, country music matriarch of the Judds, is dead at age 76. Naomi Judd, part of the Grammy Award-winning country music duo, the Judds, is dead at age 76. Judd's daughters, country singer Wynonna and actress Ashley Judd, confirmed the artist's death in a statement on Saturday. "Today, we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness." They wrote this in a statement. "We are shattered. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by her public. We are in unknown territory." As a member of the Judds with her daughter Wynonna, Naomi Judd recorded and performed as one of the most successful mother-daughter acts in country music before the group stopped performing in the early 1990s. The Judds' hits included 1984's Mama, He's Crazy, which won the group their first Grammy Award, 1985's Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days, in 1990's Love Can Build a Bridge. Last year, the Judds were announced as inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame and were set to be inducted on Sunday. The group had also recently announced a final tour set to begin in September. "The fans have always been my family of choice," Judd said in a statement announcing the tour. "I love them dearly, so I am chomping at the bit to belt out our hits and reconnect with them once again." As a member of the Judds with her daughter Winona, Naomi Judd recorded and performed as one of the most successful mother-daughter acts in country music. Last year, and this actually surprised me, the NPR article actually repeats the same paragraph twice for some reason, but I recently went to the Country Music Hall of Fame within the last year and was surprised that the Judds weren't already in there. I mean, they actually even had a display there, had some of their memorabilia there. I presumed they were already inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, so it was kind of well overdue. Naomi Judd was born as Diana Ellen Judd on January 11, 1946 in Ashland, Kentucky, and gave birth to Winona the week of her high school graduation. She moved to Los Angeles in the late 1960s. The New York Times reported in a 1984 profile at the beginning of the Judd's rise, where she worked as a model and a secretary before moving Winona and her other daughter, Ashley, back to Kentucky. It was then that she and Winona began singing together casually. I think it was a natural progression of mom hearing my voice and humming along, Winona Judd told NPR Scott Simon in 2010. All of a sudden, before I know what's going on, she has attached herself vocally to me. It's as if we were one voice. The family moved to Nashville in 1979, and Naomi and Winona pursued a music career. We moved into a motel, and all of us slept in the same bed and ate bologna and crackers, Judd said in a 2017 interview with the Wall Street Journal. Judd and her daughter eventually signed a deal with RCA Records, and in 1984 released their debut EP, Winona and Naomi. With their strong mother-daughter bond, striking red hair, and harmonizing vocals, the Judds quickly rose to fame in country music. The group would go on to release six albums between 1984 and 1991, earning 20 top 10 hits, five Grammy Awards, and nine Country Music Association Awards. The Judds ceased performing in the 1990s after Naomi Judd was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and Winona pursued a solo career. The doctors all said that I was going to die in 3 years, and that was in 1990, Judd told NPR in 2010. I told them I wasn't going to kick the bucket. I'm feeling very healthy and alive and radiant. The duo continued to reunite and perform occasionally in the years after, including most recently at the 2022 CMT Awards, where they performed Love Can Build a Bridge. In later years, when not reuniting with her daughter to perform, Naomi Judd began to write and publish self-help and children's books, including her memoir, River of Time, My Descent into Depression, and How I Emerged with Hope. Now, as we would find out, there would be more to this story. She went to the point of taking her own life. That was while not explicitly said in the original articles, it was implied by losing her battle to mental illness. The Tennessean.com, the Nashville newspaper, covered the story with Naomi Judd memorialized at Ryman Auditorium. She left country music better than she found it. The country music legend's daughter and the Judd's partner, Winona, will go on tour as was scheduled for the duo in 2022. And this was written by Marcus K. Dowling for Nashville, Tennessee. Family and friends and fans of Naomi Judd gathered Sunday evening at the Ryman Auditorium for a public memorial for the country music superstar. Judd, 76, died on April 30th, just a day before the Judds, the iconic duo comprised of her and daughter Winona, was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her family has since said she took her own life after struggling with mental illness. A star-studded list of artists and celebrities, including Bono, Morgan Freeman, Bette Midler, Reba McEntire, Brad Paisley, and Oprah Winfrey, offered thoughts and tributes via songs from the Judds' legendary catalog. It's so weird yet so natural to be in front of the fans, our chosen family for 38 years, Winona Judd said near the end of the 75-minute CMT-aired memorial event. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, she said, quoting a gospel hymn. Then in a moment that highlighted the maintenance of the Judd's legacy in the aftermath of her mother's death. Winona said that she would be going on the 11-date national tour that she and her mother had previously announced. The show must go on, as hard as it may be, she said. After that, amid a Ryman Auditorium stage awash in blue floodlights and filled with 2,500 giant pink roses, Winona Judd called upon the spirit of the Pentecostal church and a Pentecostal church choir that filled the spaces between the rows of pews in country music's mother church to inspire a solemn, soulful performance of the Judd's 1990 released hit single, Love Can Build a Bridge. Naomi Judd never met a stranger, her husband Larry Strickland said, while flanked by Ashley and Winona Judd on stage. Their stories of two things, their passions and their dogs, inspired her greatly, he continued. As well, her daughter Ashley added in opening remarks that her mother was a, quote, every woman, but totally extraordinary, who lived a life that was a spectacular Technicolor dream, and that she left country music better than she found it. The dichotomies apparent in Naomi Judd's life were as present as the songs she wrote and sang. Oscar and Emmy-nominated actress Selma Hayek remarked by pre-taped comments that she was awed by Judd's presence because she felt like she was meeting Scarlett O'Hara. She called the country music superstar a force of nature and a hypnotic, disarming sweetness. Also, video comments from Oprah Winfrey said Judd taught her a lesson about the power of country music. Country music is all about real people and real stories, the icon added. Naomi Judd achieved a rooted connection to all of us and left a heart print on our hearts. As far as performances were concerned, gospel trio The Gaithers offered offering of How Beautiful Heaven Must Be, reached a crescendo with a final a cappella flourish that yielded a loud ovation. Ashley McBride was overwhelmed by the moment's emotion, but completed her version of the 1984 Judd single, Love is Alive. Event host Robin Roberts fed to a video presentation that stated that Naomi Judd's greatest gift was enhancing and bolstering other people's best talents and gifts. As the Sunday event showcased, those talents were often Winona Judd's lead vocals. Winona had moments during her performances of River of Time and a show-stopping performance of Bette Midler's The Rose, where the strain of two emotionally trying weeks showed. During solid performances, she paused, turned to the crowd as if asking those in attendance to help power her through the lyrics. We can pretend to care, but we cannot pretend to show up. Ashley Judd offered in the show's opening remarks, thanking both the live capacity crowd and those who had sent along well wishes, cards, and letters to the family in the past 2 weeks. She followed with a statement that reflected so much of the triumph and tragedy of her mother's life. Our circumstances do not have the power to create our identity. That's a powerful statement. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to hear from Naomi Judd's husband, who talked to E! Online, and we'll talk more about Naomi Judd and the mental illness, the disease that claimed her life. And make no mistake, it is a debilitating, very trying, and often very misunderstood and highly resistant to treatment disease. We'll talk all about that. We'll get real right after this.
I will share with you that she used a weapon. Mother used a firearm. There are many places to begin. I think that I would start with my mother knew that she was seen and she was heard in her anguish, and that she was walked home. She was walked home. And that there is, when we're talking about mental illness, it's very important and to be clear and to make the distinction between our loved one and the disease. It's very real, and it is enough to, it lies It's savage. And, you know, my mother, our mother, couldn't hang on until she was inducted into the Hall of Fame by her peers. I mean, that is the level of catastrophe of what was going on inside of her, because the barrier between the regard in which they held her couldn't penetrate into her heart, and the lie that the disease told her was so convincing.
And it's the lie that you are not,
that you're not enough, that you're not loved, that you're not worthy. And I mean, her brain hurt. It physically hurt. And I'm tasked with an exceedingly difficult task in disclosing the manner of the way my mother chose not to continue to live. And I've thought about this so much, because once I say it, it cannot be unsaid. And so, because we don't want it to be a part of the gossip economy, I will share with you that she used a weapon. Mother used a firearm. So that's the piece of information that we are very uncomfortable sharing, but understand that we're in a position that, you know, if we don't say it, someone else is going to.
It was a day like another day.
It was a mixed day. So I visit with my mom and pop every day.
WhenItWasCool.com is your source for the best in retro pop culture. When It Was Cool features articles and podcasts on retro TV and movies, toys, action figures, pro wrestling, food, video games, and more. Hit the Patreon button to support us and get instant access to hundreds of premium podcasts and features. Family friendly and fun. WhenItWasCool.com.
E! Online talked to the husband of Naomi Judd, Larry Strickland. Naomi Judd's husband, Larry Strickland, recalls her fragile final days. Naomi Judd's husband, Larry Strickland, alongside their daughters, Ashley and Winona Judd, honored his late wife's memory during CMT's Naomi Judd, A River of Time special. Larry Strickland is sharing some insight into the life of his late wife, Naomi Judd. In late April, it was confirmed that the country superstar died by suicide at the age of 76. During CMT's Naomi Judd, A River of Time memorial special, aired May 15th, Strickland opened up about his wife's lasting legacy. Naomi never met a stranger, he shared, while standing on stage alongside daughters Ashley Judd and Winona Judd. Much to my displeasure, she would start a conversation with anyone who made eye contact with her, and we would end up standing 10, 20, 30 minutes on a sidewalk while she talked to a complete stranger about their passions and their dog. Sharing that Naomi flew home to Nashville from Vienna, Austria for the Country Music Hall of Fame ceremony, Strickland, age 76, noted that her flying solo was out of the ordinary. The country singer traveled back home ahead of her induction, which took place just one day after her death. I was really scared to death about her flying alone all the way from Vienna back to Nashville, because I knew how fragile she was, he recalled. Well, she made the flight home without any problem. Strickland then shared that he received a touching letter from a passenger who had a lasting impression of Naomi. It's a small comfort, I'm sure, but life seems a lot richer after meeting your wife, however briefly, the email read. Obviously, I didn't know Naomi at all, but I can tell you she spoke highly and warmly of you and the life you shared together. Rest assured, she loved you and had no qualms about telling me, a stranger on a plane, that was so. A tearful Strickland explained the stranger's note gave him, quote, great, great pleasure and comfort. During the memorial ceremony, daughters Winona, 57, and Ashley, 54, each shared personal anecdotes and memories of their late mother. Winona, who alongside her mother was part of the musical duo, The Judds, confirmed she would embark on their tour this upcoming fall as planned. "I've made the decision, and I've thought I'd share it on national television that, after a lot of thought, I'm going to have to honor her and do this tour. The show must go on, as hard as it may be, and we will show up together." Just days before the memorial, Ashley disclosed how Naomi took her own life at home in Tennessee in an interview on Good Morning America. "Mother used a firearm," Ashley told Diane Sawyer on May 12th. "So that's the information we're very uncomfortable sharing, but understand that we're in a position that if we don't share it, someone else is going to." During the sit-down interview, Ashley opened up about her mom's mental health. "When we're talking about mental illness, it's very important to be clear and make the distinction between our loved one and the disease," she shared. "It's very real. It lies. It's savage. And you know our mother couldn't hang on until she was inducted into the Hall of Fame by her peers. I mean, that is the level of catastrophe of what was going on inside of her, because the barrier between the regard in which she held her couldn't penetrate her heart, and the lie the disease told her was so convincing." And I have to butt in here with my own personal experience from my own life, my own wife, and say, very, very well stated. And unless you've ever dealt with this very up close and personal, I don't think you can really understand what she said. It's just words. But let me just tell you, someone who deals with this on a day-to-day basis in their life, very personally, I understand. It is a lie. It is savage. It is brutal. It's all those things she just said. Today.com, for, of course, the Today Show, Winona Judd honors late mom Naomi with surprise performance at CMA Fest. Winona joined Carly Pearce on stage and sang her 1984 hit song that she originally performed with her mother called "Why Not Me." And Winona Judd gave, this was back, by the way, in June, last month of 2022, Winona Judd gave fans a surprise when she attended the 2022 CMA Fest in Nashville, Tennessee, and joined Carly Pearce on stage to pay homage to her late mother, Naomi Judd. Before Winona, 58, graced the audience, Pearce, age 32, introduced her by talking about the family's singing group, The Judds, and the legacy they left behind. "CMA Fest, we lost one of our absolute pillars in country music earlier this year, Miss Naomi Judd. A girl growing up in Kentucky, I idolized The Judds and I wanted to be like them. My first concert was to see Winona, and I've always loved all the music that The Judds made, and I feel like it's such a representation of the best of country music. So CMA Fest, please make welcome Winona Judd." When she took the stage, Winona joined Pearce in singing a duet of her 1984 song, "Why Not Me." The song was originally performed by The Judds, and it helped them rise to fame in country music in the mid-1980s. In April, Naomi died one day before she was scheduled to be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her daughters, Winona and Ashley Judd, said that they were shattered after hearing of her death. And then it goes on with some of the statements we've already heard them make about going on with the tour and all that. As a way to help celebrate her mother, Winona has invited some big country music stars to help sing some of the Judds' songs. So far, Brandi Carlile, Faith Hill, Little Big Town, Martina McBride, Ashley McBride, and Trisha Yearwood have all said yes. More singers are set to be announced at a later time. However, the concert will kick off in Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 30th and end in the Judds' home state of Kentucky on October 29th. Finally, Winona Judd reflects on the death of Naomi Judd. "This cannot be how the Judd story ends." This comes to you from therap.com. This is from May 30th, 2022, so just a little less than 2 months ago, the country music superstar is opening up about the tragic loss of her mother. There is so much happening in the world right now, so before I sat down to write this, I thought, no, I just don't know what to say. Then I hear the words from my life coach asking me, what do you know? And I begin to cry. Winona Judd wrote this in a post shared on her Instagram account Sunday night. What do I know? I do know that the pain of losing mom on April 30th to suicide is so great that I often feel like I'm not ever going to be able to fully accept and surrender to the truth that she left the way she did. This cannot be how the Judd story ends, Winona Judd continued. Ashley Judd, Winona Judd confirmed on April 30th, they lost their mother, Naomi Judd, to the disease of mental illness. It was later confirmed Naomi Judd's death was due to suicide. As Winona Judd continued in her Sunday Instagram post, she said she will continue to show up for herself and do the work she needs to get through the tragedy of losing her mom, who was also her bandmate in the Judds. I do know that in order to be a healthier grandparent to my firstborn grandchild, and then she goes on to talk about her grandchild, and to break the cycle of addiction and family dysfunction, that I must continue to show up for myself and do personal healing work, she wrote. I know that it is a simple steps program, and these steps are not easy to take at times. Therefore, I've made a commitment to keep doing the next right thing and schedule weekly appointments so that I continue with the ongoing work even when I have good days. Winona Judd adds that she feels so helpless right now, especially, but that she knows reaching out is important. I really do know that I'm not able to do this grieving thing all by myself, and that it's okay to reach out for help, and I will continue to fight for my faith, for myself, for my family, and I will continue to show up and sing, she continued. You know, I got to stop right here. You know, I'm indifferent to the country music of the Judds and all that, and good for them, and great work and all that good stuff. But what I'm not a stranger to is mental illness, and you know, I've watched, and again, I'm not sharing anything that Tanya hasn't herself shared on many of our shows, and she's done shows dedicated specifically to this topic. I've watched as mental illness has wreaked utter hell on her life and struggle. And struggle isn't even the right word. God damn, it's not struggle. It's war. It's absolute war. This article here, I was going to look this up to share. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It's 1-800-273-TALK. It's 1-800-273-8255. I've never called this line before. I've never needed to. I don't know that Tanya ever has. I don't know if, you know, anybody listening to this ever has, but it's there. It's a resource. But let's talk about resources for a minute, because the way our country, the United States of America, treats mental illness is such an absolute shame. Absolute shame. I'm going to get myself in trouble here, and I don't really give a shit if I do or don't. We sit around like a bunch of spoiled children arguing about Republicans and Democrats and this hot topic issue and this one, when we know good and dang well most of us are sit out here with common sense, and we're not on the fringe, ridiculous ends of either one of these arguments. Most of us aren't out here advocating for the extreme left or advocating for the extreme right. We're living in the middle of this very loud, obnoxious conversation that doesn't really represent what we feel, yet we keep electing these same morons over and over and over again to sit up there decades with their thumbs up their ass, not doing a damn thing about nothing. And people die every day unnecessarily because we ain't treating mental illness in this country for nothing. We set up mental illness clinics that don't do a damn thing for nobody. The medicine they give people struggling with mental illness is largely guesswork. Oh, they created this, you know, this freaking pill to make hair grow in your head or to make your ears quit ringing or make your freaking, you know, toes grow or some stupid shit. And instead, it's they figure out, oh, well, this person, you know, it didn't help the hair on their head grew, but it made them a little happier. So let's start diagnosing this for people with depression. Folks, I'm telling you right now, if you're one of those people listening to this that think depression is just being sad, you do not understand. That's like saying somebody with lung cancer has a cough. It's way, way deeper than what you may think. It's way more. It is a absolute undeniable compulsion to steal the joy out of your life, to steal any, and you know, you say, oh, just cheer up, just get, look, I understand why people say that because it's all they know to say. They don't know how to do any different. And unless, and I say this to all of you who have struggled with depression, who have struggled with bipolar disorder, who have struggled with behavioral disorders, who have struggled with schizophrenia, who have struggled with any of this stuff, understand that sometimes people just don't know what to say because they've never experienced it. Not like you have, not like I have, not like we have. They've never experienced this. To them, it's just a bad cough. Oh, why don't you get some cough syrup and you've got stage 4 lung cancer? You know, that's all they know. There's been another mass shooting and all you know to do is say, you know, thoughts and prayers. Because what else can you do? You yourself, you're not sitting on the Supreme Court. You can't create legislation. You can't solve you yourself these massive, massive, massive problems. What we've got to do in this country is stop electing these same dickhead idiots over and over and over again. If you're voting for an incumbent, I don't care what side it is, you're part of the problem because we're focusing on the same stupid stuff in this country over and over and over again and not focusing on the stuff that matters. Every single day, there are people, this one gets me, this one gets Tanya too, it gets everybody I've ever talked to, and dealing in my job, the job I do as a first responder, I deal with people with mental health issues every single day. You can ask Tanya. We went to a local festival here. I had not even got out of the car and made it 100 yards. Hadn't even walked 100 yards to two people had stopped me, hugged me crying, telling me about their mental health struggles. That's the shape of this country. You read stories about San Francisco and Los Angeles and the homeless rows of people down there living in tents, and you drive through any major city, I don't care where you are, oh, the super conservative state of Alabama, there's people living under every bridge in Birmingham. The super liberal states of California and whatever, you walk down any downtown area, nobody has the answer to this because nobody is trying. It's too darn easy just to make it somebody else's, to argue about these extremist issues on either side rather than to get some science behind this stuff. Why the hell do we not know how the brain works? How the hell in 2022 do we not know how the brain works? We don't even know. We have no clue. We're too busy working on other stupid shit than to sit down and actually get real science behind this to get in there and test and find out what goes on. Oh, it's a chemical imbalance. Then what the fuck do to stop it? What are you going to do to stop it? How are you going to fix it besides... The last month, the last time my wife went to a doctor, the medication that was guesswork medicine that they prescribed her was going to be $3,000 a month. God bless America indeed. So forgive me for cursing. Forgive me on this family-friendly network. You're just going to have to cut me some slack on this one because it's enough's enough. You know, Naomi Judd only brought this forward, and thank God for her daughters, Winona and Ashley, for not covering this up, for not sticking their heads in the sand and acting like this didn't happen, for calling it exactly what it was, saying exactly what it is, that they lost their mother to mental illness.